Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And, you know, everybody's got the same thing going on right now. Our finances are under the microscope. Groceries, eggs, rent, property taxes, monthly bills, they're all going up. And wounded veterans are feeling the pinch, too. Today, we have Tom Kastner joining us from Wounded Warrior Project to talk about financial challenges. Tom is the VP of Financial Wellness. Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Good morning, Randy. It's great to be with you. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, great to have you back here, man. You know, one of the big things for many veterans right now is the PACT Act, and the president just mentioned it in his State of the Union. This is a win for veterans, right?
This is a huge win for veterans, and it's a huge win for veterans of all eras as well. You know, we focus on the Wounded Warrior post 9/11, but getting these men and women the support and benefits that they need to address health issues from burn pit exposure to other to burn pit exposure and other toxic chemicals, it is a big win. This all comes with a little bit of an expectation for quick action in this year, however. Veterans who served and were exposed to burn pits, Agent Orange, and other toxic substances, they now have greater access to VA care. There are more than 20 presumptive conditions tied to these hazardous exposures, which means if a veteran is diagnosed with one of these conditions and that veteran meets the service requirements for the presumptions, VA will cover the care. Some of these conditions include, but are not limited to, melanoma, other types of cancer, respiratory conditions, including chronic bronchitis and asthma diagnosed after service. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease is also another big one. And the last thing I'll say on this topic is VA is also providing toxic exposure screenings for every veteran in VA healthcare.
Wow. And so right now, everybody in the audience is perking up at some of those conditions, Tom. But now, what is the timeline? What do they need to do?
Yeah. So the first thing I would do is maybe invite folks to just do a quick read of the legislative summary, because it does provide a lot of information in case you forget what I'm going to say. First and foremost, you have until 1 October of 2023 to register for the benefits through the PACT Act and to begin the claims process. The VA has started accepting and processing claims effective 1 January of 2023. So they've already received and have processed and made awards pursuant to the PACT Act in this year, 2023. Our benefits team here at Wounded Warrior Project is ready and willing to support veterans in their efforts to register. And at this point in the year, we have already begun working 458 of the PACT Act related cases.
Oh, wow. We're talking to Tom Kastner here on the National Defense Wounded Warrior Project. And so many of these things are so outdated, Tom, you know, especially some of these presumptive illnesses. I had an interview the other day with an attorney that is advocating for veterans and was working with a Vietnam vet. And, you know, that's way before anybody called it PTSD. And this guy was diagnosed with a personality disorder, which was limiting his claims. And it's amazing how outdated some of these things are, but things like the PACT Act, I mean, that's what a blessing for a lot of people. And
it really is. And, you know, we don't really work specifically with Vietnam era veterans, but what a huge boost for that population.
Right.
And I think the biggest challenge there, frankly, will be gathering that medical evidence to connect back to the conditions that they're now suffering.
Yep.
But I'm confident that at least it gives them a pathway, right? That's the good news.
Well, and this attorney had made inroads and had won. I think it took 6 years and he finally got a win in court. So that not only opened it up for that particular veteran, but for every veteran that was in that same situation.
Exactly.
That's what's so great.
Yeah. Great precedent. Yeah.
Hey, so, you know, this can take help, you know, reducing the financial concerns of healthcare, especially. How is Wounded Warrior Project helping as families deal with inflation?
Well, the first thing, you know, go back to the VA, we want to help each warrior and household receive the VA-related benefits that they've earned. And this can take the form of disability compensation through a claim, which is probably most prevalent. But there are also other ways. The health insurance component, VA home loan assistance, and then education support, and maybe even some skills training to help them boost up the potential to have income. We also provide job assistance and career placement, which, you know, we're focused on increasing the income to help offset the impacts of the economy. We also work with the families on financial planning and budgeting to help them prepare to stretch their dollars as far as possible. Financial education, it becomes more and more important every day, and it's not something everybody learns while in the military. But let me add, the Department of Defense has recently increased its emphasis on preparing active duty service members for financial education-related issues once they leave uniform. So, and that's a big plus as well. Yeah, now, we also recognize it's a sensitive topic for families, so we take some care to apply just enough motivation and encouragement when sharing invitations for warriors and families to begin the conversations.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because there is a stigma sometimes in terms of, you know, number one, veterans asking for help, which a lot of times doesn't happen, but especially when it involves a financial situation, right?
Exactly. I mean, to give you a sense of the magnitude of the economy's impact on warrior families, in fiscal year 2022, we tracked about an average household spend of just under $2,000 for our assistance programs. And that was a $900 jump on average per household from the previous year. Wow. So, you know, we're constantly assessing our budget and our policy to make sure that we don't overextend ourselves. And we also have dedicated partner relationships with like organizations that can help complement our efforts to help relieve these financial stresses for warriors.
Yeah. And these are some of the ways you're helping veterans and families increase the dollars they have to work with, right?
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Hey, Tom, lots of options for veterans, but also their families, which is involved. I'm so happy to hear that the family's now very involved in these conversations.
Yeah, yes, they are. And I think I should focus a little bit on our career programs and our placement programs, because we do extend the invitation to eligible family members to be involved in that. And so not only do we help the veterans and family members improve their resumes, coach them for interviews and the like, and guide them through that process, we're also having success in finding a special type of careers that men and women might not have considered before. Some of these include drone training and pilot certification.
Oh, yeah.
This is a growing potential business area. Commercial driver's license training to help relieve some of the truck driver shortages. You know, honestly, that's probably not an ideal career for some veterans and family members, but it's nonetheless somewhat lucrative as far as income goes, and it's out there. Entrepreneurial preparation with fixed curriculum and coaching, and then we're also the beneficiaries of real estate licensing for nearly every U.S. state right now for both warriors and spouses. So that's a big deal. These are some of the opportunities that we like to work in right now.
Yeah, and Tom, you mentioned entrepreneurs. I've been talking lately to a lot of veterans that have started their own businesses, and when they do that, a lot of times they want to just employ other veterans. And
yes,
you guys are probably tracking that same thing, right?
It's a positive outcome. It kind of multiplies on its own, and it's the best piece of evidence, I think, or testimony for the success of our program when a veteran has his or her business take off and is able to then employ other veterans. Yeah. That's a great piece of testimony.
Yeah, right? That is so cool. We're talking to Tom Kastner here in the National Defense, the Vice President of Financial Wellness for Wounded Warrior Project. So, Tom, I guess the big question and the thing to start with, how can a post 9/11 veteran get involved with a Wounded Warrior Project?
Well, it's quite easy, actually. We serve veterans and active duty members who were wounded, ill, or injured post 9/11/2001. And all you need to do is go to a couple of different ways. You can go to our website, woundedwarriorproject.org, and you can register online that way, or you can call our resource center at 888-997-2586. That number, 888-997-2586. Very easy. Takes just a couple of days.
Always great stuff. Tom, thank you so much, and thank you for everything that Wounded Warrior Project is doing.
Thank you too, Randy. Appreciate it.
We'll be right back here in the National Defense.